You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chevy. Truck Nation, get into a Chevy now. The truck that always has your back. Receive up to $12,000 off select 2018 trucks only at Lakewood Chevy. Jogger, your thoughts on the Keegan Lowe signing?
Thoughts on Keegan Lowe? Well, I think he's a good depth defenseman for the organization. I think that he there's a competitiveness that I really like in Keegan's game. There's a hunger in him that I think I don't think that his opportunity to play in the NHL has come and gone. I think that he's going to be a hungry guy that tries to get there still. And I think he's a good, valuable player for them at the American League level. And when the need arises, can come up and give them an honest game. So I'm fine with it. How about you?
Well, I really see it as an American League signing, right?
Yeah.
And I know some people are like, well, why would he get 2 years? Well, I think they signed him because they look to say they want to ensure that they have a veteran defenseman in the American League for 2 years. And that's basically what the contract is. If he gets called up for a few games and injury, fine. But realistically, I think they look at him as one of those AHL veteran defensemen to help their kids.
Well, and I think they're rewarding him for being a guy that does things the right way. I think he's a team guy. I think he's got good leadership quality. I think he's a player that is dependable for them. And while his talent level might not have him crashing down the door in the NHL, I think the honesty in his game and in the person that he is, I think they're just rewarding him for being a really reliable guy. And I think they want, you know, by giving him a 2-year deal, they're sort of sending a signal that we want this guy in charge of helping to shape some of our young guys as well. And also maybe someone who can be relied on in a pinch if he's needed. So I think it's, you give a certain type of player a 2-year deal with this kind of a negotiating process. And he didn't have a ton of bargaining power, but I think the 2 years is a signal to him, what they think of him and the way he goes about his business.
Do you think the fact his last name is Lowe is a negative?
No, I don't think it's a negative. I mean, you know, Keegan Lowe is what he is. He's not, it's not like the Oilers were forcing him into the lineup and forcing him into a position where he wasn't able to be successful over and over again because of who he is. And I haven't seen signs from the organization that they're misplacing him, misusing him, treating him different than they would treat other prospects. I think Keegan Lowe is a pretty well-respected pro hockey player. And while maybe he hasn't been able to maintain a consistent NHL career, I think there's a place for him. And so, you know, people might want to make a big deal of his last name, and people might want to act like it's some sort of favoritism or something like that. But if you talk to people that were around that team last year, they'll tell you how valuable Keegan Lowe was. And so I have no problem with them rewarding a guy that works hard and does things the right way. And I don't see the organization trying to ram him into a spot that he doesn't belong at all. Because that's where the red flags would come in, and I just don't see that. Do you?
No, I don't see it at all. But I'm asking your opinion on it. To me, yep. I don't see it being much of an issue at all. Lots of teams have guys signed to their contracts who basically are AHL players. I think a lot of people, when they look at the 50-man roster and everything else, I always try to tell people, I said, realistically, at any time in your American League team, you might have 5 or 6 players, realistically, that are going to come play for your NHL team. Anything above that is very much an outlier outside of the norm. And you don't necessarily want to tell family and friends that of those players, but that's the harsh reality, man. It is hard to take the step from the AHL to the NHL. And I'm talking not guys who play one game. I'm talking players who are on that team who are legitimate NHL prospects who will play over 100 games.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. But I do think that there is more to the story here with Keegan Lowe than has been written to this point. I don't think that, I mean, he's 25 years old, and I don't think that it is signed and sealed that he's not going to be able to play in the National Hockey League yet. I mean, he has his limitations, and he has some issues, you know, in his game that he needs to work his way through. But the way that he goes about his business, the condition that he keeps himself in, you know, all it's going to take is for him to, you know, maybe get a little bit, put a couple of good months together and get some confidence underneath him and to maybe have some consistency in where he is and what he's doing. And, you know, he could be a reliable number 7 guy that they need to call up in injury trouble. I wouldn't put that past him. And that's why you're seeing You're seeing an NHL-AHL deal. You're not seeing an AHL contract here. And quite often we see AHL contracts where the players will take more money on an AHL deal to play in the American Hockey League. But this is an NHL-AHL deal, so I'm not counting Keegan Lowe out just yet. I like the character there, and you know, maybe all he'll be through the course of these 2 years is a real good, solid American League player for them. That might be the case. But I'm not necessarily going to count him out because I think there's a pretty strong character there.
The Edmonton Oilers have got Dave Manson now, Huell down at the American League. So lots of different voices in the organization this year. To me, that's going to be the biggest difference, not only at training camp, but throughout the season. There'll be a lot of different voices.
Well, and lots of experience, guys from lots of different parts of the game, guys that have been in different positions, guys who've excelled in different areas, forwards, defensemen. You've got a lot. It's very well-rounded. And I think that they have finally done with their coaching positions what needed to be done a while ago. You know, quite frankly, I think the situation in the American Hockey League with the head coach there down there, I think it is fair criticism that they were probably hurting their development by not having a little bit of a higher standard for, you know, the staff that they had in place in these important positions, and particularly in the American League the last couple of years. So it's about time they started putting the best and the brightest into these positions, and it seems like it's something that they're doing now, and that's only going to benefit the players in the organization, the guys on the team. And it'll set a different standard and have a much different feel, because I think it was a pretty negative, difficult situation in the American League the last couple of years under Fleming.
Oh, without question, for sure. The Washington Capitals manhandling Vegas in Game 3. That score flattered Vegas that game. I watched that game start to finish. I didn't think it was very close at all, other than on the scoreboard. Vegas really, you know, they got a lucky break from Braden Holtby, and it's their fourth line scoring again. Good for Nosek. But realistically, you know, they're going to have to find something from their top few lines. And, you know, you don't want to say that, you know, maybe you know, the clock has struck midnight, but they were a team that had a lot of guys firing. And the reality is, when you put Marchessault, Carlson, and Riley Smith up against Kuznetsov and Ovechkin and Backstrom, it's really not that close.
Yeah, but I mean, it was really not that close for Vegas against a lot of teams this year with better top lines than the Pittsburgh Penguins, you know, during the regular season. And like, they're not a team that you throw down on paper and they're going to look like they're going to dominate anybody. So I understand why, after the way that game went, people want to go, okay, now this is starting to fall into place, and Ovechkin's taken over, and Holtby's out of his mind, and, yeah, this is probably coming to an end for Vegas. People have been waiting to say that since game one of the regular season. People have been waiting to count this team out since they went on an early season run. So I get why everybody thinks that this must be that spot. I said it at the start of the series. I'm maintaining it despite the way Game 3 went. I'm not betting against Vegas. I'm not counting them out. Yes, the tide has swung in Washington's direction, no question. But that's what this team does. They just find ways, when the odds are stacked against them, to find ways to get things done. So it was one dominant game from Washington. Washington goes and does it again. That's a little different. But I would expect a bounce-back performance from Vegas tonight. I'm not counting them out. And I don't think the tide has shifted in a way that's insurmountable for them. I think they love this position. They're used to this position.
You think they love it? Well, they've never been down.
I don't think they're intimidated by it, put it that way. Mm. I don't think they're cowering and feeling, oh, man, we're outgunned, and holy smokes, they're dominating us, and oh, boy, this is all coming to an end. I think they're comfortable in this position with the whole world saying, yeah, you guys are probably finally done, hey? Because I think they've faced that before.
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, they really haven't, because they got off to a good start all season long. And other than, were they ever, I don't think they were ever down in the Winnipegs. I don't think they've been down in a series yet.
Right.
Right?
So I just mean, kind of all year long, this has been a team that everybody has been looking to, waiting for the wheels to come tumbling off. And at various times in the year, everybody's sort of feeling like, well, maybe it is. And they just always find a way to rally. And they have always found a way to get back to their best game and to be consistent. And, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious what they got away from. I mean, they were a team that was so good at supporting one another out there. I mean, they their puck support's unbelievable. There's always an option. There's always someone to pass it to. I think that they got away from that a little bit. I think that the physical side of the game, I think they need to keep it simple and get back to a little bit more of that. Yeah, I mean, I get why everybody kind of wants to count them out, but I'm not going to do it yet.
So you still have, after watching what the Caps have done and really haven't shown much signs of, I guess, being the Caps of previous years, like they just, I think when everybody's working hard on both teams, which I think we've seen in the Stanley Cup Finals, the Caps just have more talent.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree that they've got more top-end talent. And I mean, let's be honest, Vegas's top-end talent that they relied on so heavily all year really hasn't checked fully into the series yet. They're not making a regular difference the way Washington's top guys are. And if they don't, they're not going to win this series. I mean, those guys are going to have to get engaged and start producing. It sounds like maybe a subtle tweak in the lineup tonight. But no question, they need to. You know, Washington, all things being equal, is probably the better team here. But I think we still have a significant series. And all it's going to take is for Marc-Andre Fleury to have a night where he goes unconscious, which he's completely capable of, and Vegas finds some of that magic, which they've been able to access most of the year.
Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. Shogger, the draft combine came and went, and now we're under 3 weeks to go to the NHL draft. You have said, do you still believe the Oilers are going to be looking to make a big splash?
Well, I think that Peter Chiarelli has his first-round pick in play, and if the right deal comes along, I think this year, as much as any other year, he's probably willing to do a deal with that pick. But it's obviously would have to be a really good deal that helps them immediately, that puts a player into the organization that can really move the dial for them. So the point I would make on that pick, Jason, is that I think it's as much in play as a first-round pick has been in play for them in quite some time.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised. You know, a lot of people now are bringing up Oilers trading up. I guess if they like a guy, but the Oilers still don't have a ton of assets in their organization. So I would
agreed.
Think you'd have to really like a guy to move up two spots to give up what's probably going to be your 40th pick overall, or you know, or a second rounder next year, right? Just to move up two or three spots.
Yeah, well, and I think the reason people talk about that is that so a specific type of player is available for them, right? Like, it's about moving up to try and get one of the two-way offensive-minded defensemen that might not be there when they're picking at 10. So that's probably what they would look to trade the pick for as well, is somebody that they add to the organization that can do that. I don't love the idea of moving up either. It's kind of, it can be expensive to do, and it's such a crapshoot with players this age sometimes. So I think Peter Chiarelli is under pressure for this team to be a lot better this season than it was last year. Like, a lot better. Not just a bit, not just making the playoffs, but to get right back onto the track they were on before, which was to be a competitive team that pushes for a division. And he's under pressure to make that happen. And I think he's open for business if there's opportunities to accelerate the process.
Shogger, prediction for tonight for fun?
Nah, let's go Vegas right back in it. We're talking about a tie series tomorrow. How's that? We'll say a two-goal win by Vegas.
Ooh, two-goal win by Vegas. All right, enjoy the game.
Yeah, you